from Washington. This is VOA News. New fighting reported between Kurdish and Islamic State. UN Chief Moon visits Western Africa, and President Obama defends normalization of relations with Cuba. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. New reports say sporadic fighting between Iraqi Kurdish fighters and members of the group calling itself the Islamic State are delaying the evacuation of the last Yazidis still trapped on Mount Sinjar. That's according to an Iraqi lawmaker. Kurdish forces this week said they recaptured a large amount of territory from Islamic State fighters and broke a siege on Sinjar Mountain, where members of the Yazidi minority group had been stranded. Thousands of Yazidis were stranded on the mountain in September, prompting fears of a mass killing at the hands of the Islamic extremists. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon is touring West African nations in a show of United Nations support for the most stricken countries in the Ebola crisis. Mr. Ban visited Sierra Leone Friday. Also earlier in the day, Mr. Ban visited Liberia. He said there is reason to be cautiously optimistic the outbreak can be defeated there. He said more people are gaining access to treatment and burials of Ebola victims have become safer, but he warned that just one case can trigger an epidemic. New figures Friday from the World Health Organization put the total number of Ebola cases at over 18,000 and the death toll at about 6,900. U.S. President Barack Obama is defending his action to move to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba, saying it will give the United States a greater opportunity to have influence with the Cuban government. Mr. Obama said he does not expect changes with Cuba to happen overnight and said it will likely be some time before Congress begins a debate about the possibility of lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Obama has defended his policies of the past year during his annual year-end news conference. Mr. Obama began his news conference saying there's no doubt that the United States is making strides where it counts.
But as a country, we have every right to be proud of what we've accomplished. More jobs, more people insured, a growing economy, shrinking deficits, bustling industry, booming energy. Pick any metric that you want. America's resurgence is real. We are better off.
Mr. Obama vowed that during his remaining 2 years in office, he will make every possible effort to continue economic growth in order to make life better for American families. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has signed into law a set of security measures that critics say will threaten civil liberties and free speech. With the new legislation, the amount of time terrorism suspects can be detained will be lengthened, and punishments will be imposed on media outlets for distributing material deemed harmful to national security. The ruling Jubilee Coalition has been pushing for the bill as a way to better enable the country to combat a rising threat of terrorism. Pakistan has intensified counterterrorism security operations near the border with Afghanistan, killing scores of Islamist militants since Tuesday's school massacre, where militants killed 149 people, most of them children. Ayas Ghul has this report from Islamabad.
The military's media wing says that 32 insurgents were killed when troops ambushed them at two sites in the northwestern Khyber district where the Pakistani Taliban are believed to have bases. It added forces killed another 18 insurgents in a separate raid in the tribal area on the Afghan border. Authorities say that security forces killed 8 Taliban militants, including an important commander, in southwestern Balochistan province, which also borders Afghanistan. Pakistan observed a third day of national mourning on Friday. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Australian police are investigating the deaths of 8 children, ages 18 months to 15 years, found stabbed inside a house near the city of Cairns on Friday. Police say a 34-year-old woman found stabbed inside the house is being treated at a hospital. Queensland State Police say the woman is helping them with their investigation. Detective Inspector Brunar Anznikar.
We don't have any persons that are formally suspects at the moment. It is very early days. We're speaking to a range of people. And we're speaking to anybody that's even had associations with this family in the last 2 to 3 days.
I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.